For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller. A synagogue in Owensboro, Kentucky is preparing to hold services for the High Holy Days that begin at sundown on October 2nd. The synagogue was built in 1877 by 13 founding families. Currently, there are 7 member families, as well as a few non-members who participate. The effort to keep the synagogue functioning is led by 2 Jewish members who opened the doors for a Friday evening study session. Through those doors have come several non-Jews drawn to the Jewish teachings. I stopped by on one of those Friday evenings.
Come, let us welcome the Sabbath. May its radiance illumine our hearts as we kindle these tapers.
Synagogue President Sandy Bugay lights the candles that mark the start of the Jewish Sabbath that begins at sundown Friday and ends at sundown Saturday. Bugay is one of a half dozen people gathered around a table in a meeting room. Bugay started attending this synagogue, Temple Adat Israel, when she was 5 years old.
May the Lord bless us with Sabbath holiness. May the Lord bless us with Sabbath peace. Amen.
Bugay says in the 1950s and 60s, the synagogue had about 50 members, but membership has continued to decline.
The children grew up. Went to college, left opportunities in other cities. The elders, some left to retire in warmer states, and then some just passed away.
Stuart Spindell is the other Jewish member of the synagogue who's been keeping it alive. He's been a member for 20 years and leads the holiday services and most of the Friday evening study sessions. On a recent Friday, Spindell led the discussion of the weekly portion of the Jewish Bible that's studied in synagogues around the world.
Matovu Elohim, you know, how goodly are your tents, O Jacob, you know. He's bragging how wonderful the people were and how peaceful and everything was.
Spindell says once student rabbis stopped coming once a month to lead services, the weekly Friday night study seemed the most dependable way to let people know the doors are open. Spindell says some of the people who have come through those doors are non-Jews.
I think they may be those who are kind of with us. The Bible talks a lot about the strangers who travel in your midst. They may not follow the rituals because they haven't converted, but they apparently feel more comfortable here than other places.
Marty Miller used to go to church, but found her way to the synagogue 8 years ago.
I would walk down the street at night and I would see the lights on in the back room. And I would always wonder if I could go in there. You know, we're pretty naive about the Jewish religion in Kentucky.
Curiosity got the best of her.
I even peeked in the window one night to see what they were doing, you know, because I could see through the blinds. They were in there studying, and I decided to just walk in and I asked them if I could join their group, and they said, sure, come on in.
Another person who kept noticing the synagogue is Kay Whittington. She was an ordained deacon in the Presbyterian Church, but felt drawn to Judaism. Whittington has been coming to Adat Israel for 5 years and likes the values that are emphasized.
I think overall in Judaism there is a marker for tolerance, mercy, fairness, charity.
This year, as in several years past, Whittington will attend services for Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, and Yom Kippur, the final day of the holiday.
The High Holy Days have always intrigued me, and I love coming here for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. I mean, those are just traditions that are very meaningful.
Whittington will join a group that will likely number 15 to 20 worshipers for the high holidays. There will be Jews and non-Jews. They will confirm that by keeping its doors open to all, the Owensboro Synagogue is keeping its spirit alive. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller.